Hi folks, thank you very much for coming today. My name is Damien Morn, and especially like to thank Cathy and Cuiva and Ian Attack. Very moving words, and with a great sense of humility, I'm going to be very, very brief, because although normal young males in Ireland will bottle up their feelings, I'm not too sure if I'm going to be able to after hearing such material. In 1991, I was 11 years of age, and I remember looking at Rupert Murdoch's Commodore 64 game on Sky News, and I remember the green flashes of light, and just being totally amazed, you know, wow, I wonder will I be able to get this game in the shop down the road. And I guess I've grown up a small bit since then, and I'm 22 years of age, and I guess the birth of my awakening to social injustice happened in Haiti 2.5 years ago, where I spent 3 months doing some voluntary work and visiting those who are the main victims of the Western world or the world in general, or humanity's channeling of resources into war making. And a quote from Danny Berrigan especially comes to mind when I talk about war making. As he once said, war making state and war blessing church. And although I have profound faith in the Catholic Church, it comes out of a sense of great humility and great service to those who are done great disservice by many people who are living in the comfort zone today. So coming back from Haiti, I spent a couple of months, this is the summer of 2001, going into New York with a creaked neck, looking up at the vast, the huge story buildings and looking at these two, you know, Legoland, basically, Manhattan. And being totally amazed and shocked at this as well. And coming back to Ireland, then, of course, being shocked at the denial and the indifference and the apathy. And how does one tap through this? And then not wanting to feel morally righteous either, you know, that I had all the answers. But I knew definitely that I wanted to ask loads of questions. And I think that's what Jesus did, you know. I think he asked lots of questions. He may not have given too many answers. He definitely got his answer in the end, and we probably will in Kilrush too, you know, in 24, a little bit after. But, you know, that's another day's story, I suppose. It's very human. Not just because Cathy is here, not just because Cuiva has returned, but also because I live in a religious community out of Kimmage, and there's an Iraqi Orthodox monk out there from Mosul. He hasn't been in contact with his family in 4 months. And he recently has heard, all right, that from Damascus and relatives that they're doing pretty okay. But before our action of February 3rd, he told me he didn't fear so much the bombs dropping from 30,000 feet. What he feared afterwards was the proliferation of weapons and the anarchy that was going to loom. And it also reminded me of the experience in Haiti and how so many guns spread out onto the streets in 1991 after the military was disbanded and the economic sanctions which were imposed there and which continue to bleed the 8 to 9 million citizens of a country the size of Munster. Totally ravaged, totally plundered. People on the streets outside US factories or Western factories and corporations, and yet we continue to turn a blind eye to people who invest $75 billion as a supplement to war. $75 billion which could have provided enough retroviral drugs for 5 years to the 29.8 million sub-Saharan Africans with HIV/AIDS. And although I shouldn't be quoting Stalin on this stand, I know it's a very weird speech, isn't it? Stalin, for all his badness, once said, you know, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths is a statistic. And unless we appreciate the humanity of that one person tonight that we meet on the streets of Dublin, and if we just stop and talk and ask, what is their name, and do a simple act of mercy. Simple act is what Cuiva said. And the acts of mercy is what Cathy talked about. Simple, and it's an act of mercy. And that's where it begins, in here and tonight. And I ask everybody tonight to just reflect on that before you leave. I have the honour of taking the stage with the beautiful people of the Pitstop Plowshares community. And I also have the honour of looking forward to being acquitted on June 24th. Acquitted because I will speak the truth of my own conscience to the conscience of the people of Ireland, 12 jurors. Whether I end up in prison or not, to tell you the truth, I don't fear it, because I spent 5.5 weeks in prison, and I feel more comfortable in prison with the people who were in there, the victims of war, than I do just with the victims, the victims of consumerism and the victims of Ireland's economy, because Irish society is dead and gone. It's with O'Leary in the grave.